Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wake up.
Wake up. KLUCFM and HD1, Las Vegas. It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning.
Always makes me feel good.
98.5 KLUC. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
Vegas, how you wake me up now?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
I just saw something. My mind is completely blown. You know, with it being so cold and everything, we're all trying to, and especially living here in the desert, we're all like, okay, I'm not really sure how to work this. Well, like, you know.
Yes.
Even, okay, I get it. All you Ohio guys, I'm not looking at you, Adrian, but I'm looking at you.
No, it's cold, Chet. No, it's cold, and I'm from Ohio. It is freezing, brother.
It's freezing. Also, are you wearing shorts? I can't see.
No, I'm sweats. Okay. I'm jacketed up. It's chilly.
Attaboy. Attaboy. But there are a lot, you know, and the other thing about this town is you get the people who've moved here from Buffalo or, you know, whatever. They're like, hey, it's cold. You don't know how cold. I didn't know about this. My wife asked me the other day, and I realized I didn't really have a good answer. I just got in the car like usual and drove off. You know, started it up, backed out, gone. She goes, do you think we have to let the car warm up? That was the thing. You always let the car warm up. Don't you? Your dad would yell at you. Your dad would yell at you. What are you doing? You got to let the car warm up.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I don't think so. But, you know, you got to let them, maybe let the fluids get through that. You know, that was the idea. And the same thing. My wife goes, why did you have to let the car warm up? I said, well, I think you got to let the fluids all get into it. But I think, you know, with the technology that it's all cool. I read an article this morning that said, yeah, you do not need to. Years ago, it was a good idea when the temperature dipped. Old-fashioned carburetor engines had to warm up or they could stall. But unless you've got a classic car or a beater, there's no need anymore. Carburetor engines got phased out in the early 90s. Modern cars with fuel injectors warm up really fast, like 5 seconds. And you know who said that? AAA. So they know what they're.
Yeah, okay. Trustworthy.
Although, wait a minute. Don't they make their money when you break down?
Exactly.
Hold up. Is this a giant conspiracy from AAA to get you to mess up your car? So that they can make the money by you having to come and give you a tow because you didn't have the time to let your car warm up.
I got to tell you, though, Lisa always tells me to warm up my car, too. But I'm such a baby and so afraid of the dark. When I get from my front door to my car door, first of all, I run every time. Doesn't matter where I am. I race to my car. Before I even get the car turned on, I'm in reverse. Lisa wants to literally murder me. I'm like, bye. I see all those videos of the girls just hanging out in their cars and then robbers and people come. I'm like, that's not going to happen to me.
Never.
I put my seatbelt on. I'm back. I'm door to car. I'm there in 15 seconds. There's no warming my body up or the car. Just running.
Well, okay. To that point, the only reason it says the only reason to let newer cars warm up is for comfort. If you need to crank the heater and let the windows defrost, go for it. Other than that, it just wastes gas and causes more wear and tear on your engine. Before somebody from Alaska or certain parts of northern Canada decides to text or call in to tell us about how they had to plug in their car so their engine block didn't freeze. That's a thing. In Alaska, if you look like in Anchorage North, you know, you literally have to plug in your car. They would have... They were way ahead of the game. You know how you plug in your car now, like all the electric vehicles, all the different places. No, they would have outlets. They would have outlets like on the street, and you would go up, and when you parked your car, you would plug in the thing and have a little heater so that your like your oil and all the other stuff in your engine block didn't freeze up.
Smart.
I did not know
that's real freaking cold.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's real cold. There's a buddy of ours who does radio in Anchorage. His name's Glenner. He's a rock dude, been there forever, named Glenner. And yeah, he's like, oh, your Arctic freeze is our springtime. And Aina's like, just
okay.
No one likes you, dude.
Yeah, but
right now, the rest of the year, you're a pretty good guy. Yeah. Right now, Glenner. No one likes you, bro.
With the first pick. It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First this on 98.5 KLUC.
Okay, so, and by the way, you might like to know, I'm going to take what I believe to be a softer approach than what most people are, what I also believe to be what most people are going to say about poor Mary Allison Inspirata, who can't find love because the cats don't like anybody. And if the cats don't like them, they gotta go.
Get out.
Her friends think she's crazy, which she might be. Good for you. So, good for you. Yeah. Takes all types of types.
Totally. We're into it.
I will break up with a guy if my cats don't like him. I've broken up with three guys since last summer for the same reason. Hey, by the way, Mary Alice, good for you for being reasonably hot. Because three guys that you've dated long enough to be in a relationship with and then break up with, and a fourth guy that's on, you know, that maybe headed out the door.
Yeah,
that's pretty good batting average, isn't it?
Healthy dating life. Good for you.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah.
The friends, not the cats, as Michaela clarified, the friends, not the cats, introduced Mary Alice to a really amazing guy at a holiday party. Perfect in every way. The cats don't like him. So she's thinking he's gotta go. Mm-hmm. Let's just start. Can we start with Jason first? Jason, yes.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Just give us your thoughts. Can we agree that this on the face of it, it is crazy. Right?
She is crazy in that way, but what's going to have to happen is either she's using this as an excuse not to find love, maybe it's something that happened in the past, or her friends going to have to tell these new suitors, you got to get the cat to love you. That being said, you got to cater to the cat. Bring some cats in. Break some fish, you know what I'm saying? Because if you get the it's one of those.
Just the man.
Bring a fish.
If we had a Chet Buchanan Show caller's power rankings, I'd have to put Jason at number one.
Yeah.
I would. No disrespect to anybody else. But Jason's just the GOAT right now.
Yeah, we love
just
him.
Seriously, we love you, dude. Have a great... If you need Chet Buchanan Show shirts, hang on for a second. Michael, can you add anything to this?
And I see both sides. Yes, I see both sides of this. So I definitely will fall on the side of she's cat crazy. But that being said, I can see where she would probably think, you know what? Cats have insight, or my animals have insight that we as humans just don't pick up on. So I can see how she justifies it in her mind.
Yeah. No, I get it. Adrian has been, by the way, thank you for your patience, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you for Michaela and I both, sorry, I didn't want to just take the whole thing.
We honor you.
Sure. Okay. Michaela also just put her hands together and bowed. Oh, this is great. I find the world very amusing today. This is going to be a fun show. I can't wait for the rest of it. Okay, Adrian, please continue.
In simplest form and as kind as possible, it is no shock to me that someone who has those thoughts is also single, and I'll leave it at that.
Okay. Well, yeah, that was very measured, thoughtful for the initial reaction.
Oh, let me
I end didn't with, know what I was getting.
I will end with respectfully.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, of course. Can I tell y'all something?
Yeah.
If she was basing this off of the dogs, I might give it a little more credit. But I would say, because dogs are much more intuitive. Can I tell you something? As someone who's, I was a dog guy forever and ever and ever. Forever, I was like, cats. I don't have any time for cats.
Yeah.
Now, of course, I have two cats that that adopted us. And let me tell you something right now. Cats don't like anybody, Mary Alice. Cats do not like anyone.
Yeah, but on the flip side, my dog would let a robber in and ask for a cuddle. they can't be trusted either way.
That's right.
Yeah, Rob would be like, come on in, take what you got. Just give me a little belly rub real fast.
Yeah, so if a dog is looking at him going, I don't know, bro. I mean, if they didn't warm up after a while. Because initially you're coming into their house and they're going, I don't know you, bro. I don't know you, bro. Are you here to hurt me?
Yeah, but on the flip side, cats are like, get out of my house. Like, I love a boundary queen, and a cat definitely just sets them. Cat does not need.
Feed this bee, and she don't like me. That's not true. My wife right now is protesting.
Oh, your cat is obsessed with you.
Dorian is obsessed with everybody. Meow meow. Can I tell you what I tell everybody? Yeah. I am Meow Meow's side piece. I'm Meow Meow's side piece. As long as it's dark and nobody else is around, she's cool with me.
I
listen every morning.
Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's just a great way to start a day.
Hey, we're kind of up against it, so let's do a quick, super quick, good feeling stories of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling, yeah.
Or rather, it's good feeling story of the day, just because we're just doing one of them really quick. An aquarium in Japan. This is either the greatest good feeling story of the day, or we should retitle it Fish Really Are Stupid. I'm not sure which it is, but I'm rolling because it's good feeling story of the day.
I kind of like that title.
Fish Are Stupid, though. An aquarium in Japan closed for renovations last month. Employees noticed a massive sunfish was not doing so hot. It had stopped eating. Mm. It seemed sick. It had just kind of gone off by itself. You know what I mean? And was, you know, like mopey.
Yeah, depressed.
Yeah. Turns out it was just lonely because the aquarium had been closed for renovations. So people were not coming to visit. And the fish felt like it had been maybe, you know, abandoned.
Yeah, no more attention. I understand.
Yeah. And that's what that was kind of the consensus. I just got that. Sorry. Yeah. Fish and radio hosts are stupid. Is the other.
We die without attention.
So employees put a bunch of cardboard cutouts next to its tank.
Oh my
God. And the fish is doing a lot better now. It's not real people. It's cardboard. So yes, fish are stupid, but that's also adorable. And it's your good feeling story, just one of them, of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Okay, so you're over it. Officially, you're over the cold.
Yeah, over
right now,
it.
You're done. You're Sick done. That's it.
Yeah, my bones are cold.
Would it make it better if we had a weird freak snowstorm like New Orleans? Like we did back in 08?
Yeah, because you know what it is? If you're going to be this dramatic with the weather, then give us something to look at.
Right,
like,
that's what I'm saying.
If you're making the decision to be so cold, then start snowing, baby.
Yeah, give us a reason to stay home.
Yeah.
Because it, like, mess it up.
You get me so well.
But I enjoy, here's the thing, I enjoy driving in the snow, and I enjoy chaos. I like it to be, I like things different. I like it to be a funky day. What? Adrian, what? Adrian's about to explode. What?
I just wanted to say shout out to New Orleans dealing with this snowstorm a lot better than Atlanta. Atlanta, it seems like it was chaos and an apocalypse. In New Orleans, they're having snowball fights. They're literally playing ice hockey on Canal Street. Like, they still marched in the snow. Like, it was amazing. That's how you do it.
Don't you think New Orleans learned from Atlanta a little bit? They were like, okay, we know this is coming. Let's not make these mistakes. But it's weird. It's really weird. Houston's dealing with it, and they never get snow.
No, even Florida. the Florida people in Pensacola. I feel like it's so funny because a lot of people that move to Florida, not all, they're like snowbirds. Like they're coming from New York to get away from the snow. But now it's snowing. They're like, what is happening?
Yeah, why? Why? We tried to get rid of this. Okay, what's worse for you? This or 117? Because we had that this summer. We had you know, record highs on a lot of days. What's worse, this or 117?
This.
I disagree.
Yeah, you're a Cleveland guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was raised in Vegas. It's hot. So I'm more comfortable dealing with heat than I would be with snow and cold.
So you would prefer 117? Let me flip that question. What would you prefer? And Adrian, you're saying you prefer this.
I prefer the cold because I can go home to my bed and put the blanket over me and get that feeling of I'm about to be warm. You can't really replicate that. I guess you could have a nice cold water when you get inside home. Your house, but it doesn't feel the same.
Jump in the pool.
Mm-hmm.
Some people, I don't know. I'm really thinking about this, whether because I'm kind of okay with it. Like you know what happens with me? I get used to it really quick. I adapt like really quick. I'm always sad when it's no longer hoodie season, but I'm happy that it's getting warmer. You know, I don't know.
But I feel like you have a better time also when it's hot. Like when it's cold, it's like kind of gloomy also. It's a little bit depressing. Like it's hot, at least it's sunny. There's sunshine.
Thank you. We're also not prepared for the coldness. Like if we had jackets and stuff,
true.
Like me, I just have my hoodies. I threw out all my cold
so
stuff. So I don't have any of that stuff to like really deal with it properly.
Well, somebody call New Orleans. They appear to be ready for all of this. Somebody call. See if we can get Adrian a jacket. Michaela's hometown throwdown. Zach Garcia goes for win number 3 next.
Wake up, get up, take me everywhere you go. The Jeff Buchanan Show. Listen live on the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app and listen anywhere.
Michaela's hometown throwdown. Welcome back to champion Zach Garcia going for win number 3 today for and win number 9 for Aliante to put Aliante into second place with Rhodes Ranch. What's happening, Zach? We're doing well. Which do you hate more? The cold right now or when it's 117?
Yeah.
That a boy.
Makes sense.
I'm that guy that anything over 105 is just hot. So whatever. 108, mm-hmm. I believe, is my number. Anything over 108 is just bleh.
Yeah.
It's not for me. Yeah, man. I hear you.
God, I love Zach.
Marina Penn. What's her name?
Marina Pemuelas representing Hender Tucky.
Oh, Hender Tucky's back. Hender Tucky's back.
Welcome.
It's a battle for second place. Hender Tucky, we've not heard from in forever, has been sitting in third place with 8 wins, tied with Aliante and Silverado Ranch. To get today going for win number 9, whoever wins today will be in second place with Rhodes Ranch. Hello, Marina. How's everything? I'm not trying to put any extra pressure on today. Zach's a really good player, and what's funny is he sneaks up on you. He's just, he's calm. He's a nice guy. He's cool, calm, and collected. And then all of a sudden, he'll jump up and bite you.
Oh, let's go.
As they tend to be in Hender Tucky. Yeah, I don't know. I like all of that. First 1 to 3 is the winner. Please buzz in with your name. And please also do not answer until we call your name, because sometimes you may think that you got in first, but you did not. And if neither one of you are able to answer the question, then I get a chance to steal. And then, well, that just throws the whole thing into chaos if I end up getting 3 answers first. Your quiz master is the one, the only, the commissioner, Michaela Gordon.
This singer, known for hits like I Can't Feel My Face, has donated $1 million for LA Wildlife.
Marina got in first, I believe. Your answer, Marina? I'm sorry, what was it again? It is not Bruno Mars. Zach, do you have an answer? It's the week, of course. It's the week. See, he's just like the weekend. He's bored with this already.
Yeah.
Champion goes up one zip.
This actress, best known for her role as Gloria on Modern Family, and now a judge on AGT.
Zach. Sofia Vergara, and here comes the champion again, up two zip.
This singing legend celebrated her birthday this weekend, best known for quotes like, "It takes a lot of money to look this cheap."
Zach for the win. Is it Dolly Parton for the win? Yes, and just like that.
Oh my
See,
God.
I told you, he's an assassin. He's Zach a ninja, assassin. This dude.
What did he say?
Clean sweep. Yeah. God, Marina, I'm sorry.
Sorry, Marina.
It was almost not nice, but he's so nice. Zach's so nice. It's like you don't even mind when he whoops you like that.
Yeah, you're like, congratulations.
All right, Marina. Marina's just speechless. All right, Marina, thank you.
Thanks,
have a great day. Appreciate you. Zach with his third win and with Aliante's ninth win to put them into second place, tied with Rhodes Ranch. Zach will be back tomorrow to go for win number four on Michaela's hometown throwdown. Wow.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Who's taking the 177-second survey?
That'll be Tamara Christopher from Santa Fe.
Well, hello, Tamara.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello.
All right, listen. This guy named Travis in Mesa, Arizona, was finishing up a tattoo on his own wife. The tattoo said, RIP TikTok, when the app came back online.
Oh, my God.
Do you have any tattoos that you regret?
I do not.
Michaela does.
Chet, you dirty devil. Yeah, I do. You know about it.
You told this story.
And then when listeners see me in real life, they ask me about it. I love it. I did.
Would you like to tell
16.
Us?
I went and got the Italian flag on my lower back.
No, you didn't.
And I was so proud of it. So much so that when my dad would see it for 5 years, I was able to lie to him and tell him that I went to the airbrushing place inside Grand Slam Canyon that used to airbrush those shirts. And I would say, no, Dad, it's just an airbrush tattoo. It's not real. Not only was that a lie, so is the tattoo. It's not the Italian flag at all. It's backwards. I got it wrong. And now it's just stuck on my body.
Isn't it the Mexican? Isn't it then the Mexican flag?
It's like Irish.
Oh, it's the Irish flag.
Yeah, which I have no association with. I don't know who this belongs to, but it's not me.
Well, it works out on St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, it does.
You can't. Okay, but now let me ask, why can't you get that fixed?
I could get it fixed. The problem is when I went to ask the tattoo place, the colors that to put the green over the red and the red over the green would end up looking worse. So
right.
I could get it lasered, but when you laser green ink, that also doesn't look so good. So I just said, forget it. I'll just look like a moron for the rest of my life. This is my punishment.
Have you ever been kicked out of a bar, Tamara?
I have not.
Sorry about I realize I've got the wrong girl for all these questions.
Yeah, I'm but
it's good. It's good for the stories. Missouri woman kicked out of a bar in Puerto Rico. Yeah, they went down there for New Year's. They cut her off, kicked her out. She did eventually leave. Then went back, tried to burn the place down.
Oh my God!
No, she did. I know, huh?
No, she did. She did partially,
no,
at least.
No, I know. No, I know. I'm getting to it. Thanks though. She returned, poured liquid from a red container. Yeah, here's the thing.
Oh God.
If you're gonna try and get it, well, I guess she didn't care. She didn't care. She's
yeah. She was like, forget it.
And mad. Yeah. Then the place caught on fire. It was burned down along with the hotel next door. Fortunately, everybody escaped with their lives because she was drunk, cut off, and mad. She's going to spend about 20 years in a Puerto Rican jail.
Well, I hope it was worth it.
I don't think it was. Yeah. final question, no, Tamara. Do you think it was? Final question, Tamara. Do you think it was worth it?
No, not at all.
Was it worth it? Was it worth it to spend about 3 minutes with us and then go see Will Ferrell and Reese Witherspoon in a movie called You're Cordially Invited? Was that worth it?
Yes, absolutely.
Excellent. We're good. That concludes the 177 second survey. Nice job.
Here we go.
KLUCFM at HD1, Las Vegas. It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning.
I drive to work with them.
I love Chet and Michaela.
Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
I'm really excited that you like this relationship rehab. I read it over again. No, I read it over again. I'm like,
I love
this,
it.
So this is one of those situations where dudes are going to feel one way about it. I think I'm a fairly normal guy. Where dudes are going to feel one way about it. Guys are going to feel one way about it. Women will feel completely different, I think. Where it's much, guys are like, no, this is just.
Yeah, I feel like this is one for the ladies for sure.
Yeah.
Also, I'm engaged, so thinking about my wedding, if this were to happen, it's tough. Oh my God, it would just suck.
Congratulations.
Thanks. I mean, we've been engaged 2 years, so who knows when the date's
going to be. No, I know. That sounds. One day you'll pull the trigger.
Yeah.
So Alyssa got engaged on New Year's Eve. I'm sorry, what was that?
What you were saying? I'm so excited I couldn't contain myself.
That's great. I'm sorry, what was that? Nothing. What were you saying?
No, you go first.
Might be one of my favorite moments in this show. That's awesome. Is the camera okay?
Everything's okay. Please.
Okay, yes, is it?
The anticipation's
been I don't know. That's debatable as well. We can do a separate bit on that, whether everything's okay or not.
Yeah, that's a loaded question, boys. Okay.
Yeah. In what way are you talking about?
Well, I mean, it's Wednesday.
Oh, yes, it's okay. Hanging on by a thread. Yeah. But barely. It's barely hanging okay. on. Oh, so good. I got engaged on New Year's Eve, says Alyssa, in Sky Canyon. We are planning our wedding for July. My best friend got married several years ago, and I was her maid of honor. I always figured I'd make her my maid of honor when I got married. The thing is, she's going through a divorce right now and is super bitter about everything. I don't mind being there to support her as a friend, but I'm afraid she'll ruin my bachelorette party, my bridal shower, and potentially even my wedding. Do I have to make her my maid of honor? Or is there a way around it without hurting her feelings? I don't have any siblings or anybody else she says, or other people that would easily replace her as maid of honor. Okay, I'm going to come right out. Let me speak for the guys, or what I believe to be the guys. And this is why I didn't think much of this relationship rehab. To me, right out of the chute, and I'm just going to say it because it seems way obvious for me. Do I have to, the question is, do I have to make her my maid of honor? No.
Yeah, I feel like that's a male approach.
Right. I'm telling you, I don't know that I've seen Michaela this conflicted on one of these.
I really don't.
I'm not hyping right now. This is why it shocks me. Cause I looked at this and I went, this is dumb, but I'm going to do it anyway. And you know, cause Alyssa needs help and she's been good to us. So I want to be good back to her.
Yeah.
And okay. So I'll throw it out. So what, you know, honestly, I have a second relationship rehab because I thought we were going to just burn this one. And I went, okay, fine. We'll burn it. And that by burn it, I mean like it would just be over and done with really fast. And then maybe we would go to a second one. That's how little I thought of this quandary.
Yeah.
And yeah, and Michaela literally is clutching her pearls right now.
I'm like, ladies, please call in. I'm dying to hear what everyone would say because I feel like I'm usually very clear on what I think.
Yeah.
But I'm struggling.
So I want to talk through this with you. And I want to hear from everybody else at 702, like every day, at 702-364-9898. For caller number 25, we'll slip you a pair of Daniel Tosh tickets for Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan. They don't like being called Cosmo. Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan on Saturday, February 8th. Thanks to our buddies at Live Nation. So, I'm
quite an impression.
Up, Sabrina. I'm interested to see what everybody thinks.
Same.
And whether people are more like me with the, and this is dumb. No, you don't have to have her as your maid of honor. Or whether people are more like Michaela and like, whoa, this is tough. 702-364-9898 right now. Now, Sabrina, please.
Wake up with the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Always puts me in a great mood.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Okay, so this apparently is a much tougher situation than what we believe for relationship rehab. Alyssa and Sky Canyon got engaged on New Year's. They're planning their wedding for July. Is that quick?
No.
I didn't think so either. I just wondered, though. Best friend got married a few years ago. Alyssa was maid of honor in her wedding. She always figured that she would make her friend her maid of honor.
Yeah.
When she got married. The thing is, Alyssa's friend is going through a divorce right now and hates everything, you know, hates guys.
Of course.
Hates love, hates the idea of marriage, all of these other things. So Alyssa says, I don't mind being there to support her as a friend or whatever, but she's worried about her friend not just ruining the wedding, bachelorette party. What'd she say? Bachelorette party, shower, everything. She's worried about her just destroying it all.
Yeah.
Do I have to make her my maid of honor is the question that Alyssa is asking. Chelsea, what is your answer?
I think yes. I think you do make her the maid of honor.
It's a have to. Are you saying it's a have to?
I think you have to. I mean, you say you don't have anybody else. You were planning on making her the maid of honor. I think you have to make her the maid of honor, and I think then you just have to hold on to the hope she's going to be able to put her own personal stuff to the side and be happy for you and celebrate you on your day.
Wow. Michaela, thoughts?
I agree. I feel like there's a girl code, at least for me there is, that's been established. Like, if you make me the maid of honor, you sort of make the girl, the maid of honor, when you get married, it's like this sisterly bond thing. The only difference I would say, I still think you make her the maid of honor because a divorce is a divorce. It's hurtful and it's terrible. It would be an uncomfortable conversation, but one that I would absolutely have where I would sit her down and just say in so many words, is this going to affect you negatively? Like, are you going to be okay? Do you want to partake? And if so, because it what you don't want is you guys to end up in Vegas drunk at the bar and she's crying about her divorce during your bachelorette party, which happens, but would not be okay. So you just have to see emotionally where she's at. But if she says she can do it, I think you absolutely keep her your maid of honor.
Yeah, Parissa, do you have anything else to add to that? Do you have to?
I mean, I agree. I agree with both Michaela and Chelsea.
Wow. Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. Can I tell you something? You want to hear something funny? And I realized this while Chelsea was talking, or actually while Michaela was talking. I have been a best man twice for guys that I don't even talk to, that I don't even talk to now. And then I was kind of like, really? And my two best friends, I was not their best man.
Yeah.
I was not the best man for my best man. Does that make sense?
Who was his brother or something?
Yes.
Yeah.
My other buddy just chose the guy that was his best man. My buddy Gus, the guy that was his best man, had seniority. Gus and I are as tight as you can get, but he's known the other guy longer, and it made sense.
Totally.
So. I'm just saying I don't know what I'm saying. Other than I don't know that the code, man, it's weirding me out a little. Cause you know nobody loves code more than me. But mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I think that there are certain circumstances that you can't get around. Like, for example, I would make my sister my maid of honor over my best friend, not because they're not both incredibly important to me, but she's my sister.
Blood thicker than water.
Yeah, and we have a great relationship, and that's important. Also, we've talked about it since we were little. Like, there's a lot of conversations that some women have growing up. I do feel like, though, if you've had that conversation, the point is, if you've had your heart set on making this girl a maid of honor for a very long time, and you're only questioning it because she's going through a divorce and you're afraid she might ruin it, I don't think that should take her out of the game. I think you just have that real conversation with her and see.
Yeah. Steve, can you put some context to what I'm thinking? Steve's saying you don't have to make her the maid of honor either. Can you put some context to that, dude?
Oh, of course.
He's asking
me. Yeah. I think that feelings are going to be feelings. She says that even if you have that conversation with her, she's going to say it's cool. But when you get there, she's going to break down. She's going to fall apart.
Okay. Yeah.
Unhappy. I mean, if you know, if she's not in a good place, misery loves company. She's gonna bring it, bring it down.
That's mm-hmm. That's great. That's like out of a sitcom. I don't.
Yeah, it's good perspective. I mean, it's true. It is the risk that you take.
People can't. I know the answer. So here's what I want to say. People can't control themselves, you know, like so Alyssa's best friend, this is her best friend. And you're afraid that she's going to ruin your whole thing. Dude, why is this your best friend?
Yeah, but she wouldn't ruin it to be malicious. She would end up ruining it because her emotions are still really raw from her divorce, which I think there's a difference there. I will say, though, I would hope, and I could honestly say this about me, if a girlfriend came to me and I was going through a breakup and said, could you be cool? I would do everything in my power to make sure all the attention stayed on my girl and there were no emotional blowups or anything. Because at the end of the day, that girl is also still my best friend. And even though I'm going through a divorce, that's my sister. That's my girl. I still want her to shine and I'm just going to have to suck it up.
Isn't that conversation potentially damaging as well? Hey, you got to be cool. You can't go full psycho. You can't, you know what I mean? You can't even go, I can't have you messing this up.
Yeah, but you know me. Those are the conversations I have. If they're uncomfortable, too bad. Like, I feel like honesty is always the best policy.
Right. That's because you've been in therapy. You know what I mean? You
have the tools.
No, but you have the tools. You have the ability.
Yeah. I mean, if it ruins the friendship, then it wasn't a good friendship. Thank you. Thank you, Rhonda. That's my therapist.
Before we go, Adrian wanted to jump in.
Yeah, pardon me because I've only been a part of two weddings, but what's the difference between being the maid of honor and just having her as part of the bridesmaids?
What's the difference between a pawn and a queen?
Would the maid of honor gets to, like, she gets a speech, all the bridesmaids.
Yeah, the maid of honor is like the leader of the posse. Like, the maid of honor sets up the parties. The maid of honor gets everything in order. It's a lot of responsibility. I was a maid of honor, and honestly, I would have rather have not been the maid of honor.
Well, if the friend group is good, you kind of do it all together. But ultimately, it's the,
Mm-hmm.
Ultimately, it's the maid of honor that. But yeah, there's no. It's special. It's definitely special. Same thing with the best man. It's special.
Totally.
You're making a choice. You got to pick one. All of them are your friends. Everybody you got there. And I had, when I married Amy, like eight groomsmen. I had a bajillion groomsmen. So mm-hmm. I get a lot of people. When I love hard, Adrian, you know this.
Straight up. Do you talk to all of them now?
And choose one. I gotta be honest with you, I couldn't even name all of them right now. I'm not even sure who all made the cut that particular day.
When I'm getting ready in the morning.
While I'm getting dressed.
I dance and laugh.
The Jet Buchanan Show.
The best way to kick off the day.
On 98.5 KLUC.
By the way, Carolina, thank you for having our back. We don't mind being stupid. It's okay.
I know. So cute.
It's okay. Oh, speaking of which, and we're not the only ones that don't mind being. She was commenting earlier. We were talking about Michaela's tattoo, which she thought was going to be the Italian flag. And somehow you ended up with an upside down Mexican flag. We're not sure. Irish. We don't know what it's. Yeah. It's the right combination, perhaps the wrong colors. We don't know.
Just God. Wrong.
America, do better. Seriously. A new report looked at the most common 4-digit pins for things like, you know, unlocking your phone, ATM passwords.
Can I take a guess?
Yeah, which way you want to go? From number 10 to number 1 or number 9 or number 1 to number 10? Let's go number 1 to number 10. What do you think is number 1?
Birthday.
No, because we all have different birthdays. Does that make sense?
Oh, I think I jumped the gun. I think I got excited.
I think you're in the right neighborhood. It's just the these are literally the most, okay, they didn't have access to people's current passwords. Oh, real slim. Mm-hmm. They came up with this list by looking at PIN numbers that have been exposed on the dark web. As always, the most popular passwords are not ones that experts would suggest using. So you may think you're smart, but you're not. So, what do you believe is literally the most popular password in America? So they believe.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yes. And by the way, you've got a 1 in 9 chance of being right. If that's what you guess, 11% of all the 4-digit passwords they found were 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh my God.
That's insane.
But you know why? It's because people forget them. So they make it so easy, not realizing it's so easy for everybody. I'm guilty. That's why I said that.
Number two. So these are the basics when the hackers go to look. Number two. Do you want to take a guess or do you want me to just tell you?
2468.
1111 2468 is not on, is not here. 0000 is number three. And by the way, I hate lists, but this one's got some hair on it. You know what I mean? This one's got a little, one's got a little hot sauce on it.
What not to do?
The fourth most popular password. So we all know you shouldn't do this, but a lot of people do. The fourth most popular password, 1212.
Mm-hmm.
Fifth most popular, 7777.
Oh.
Like lucky sevens, man.
Until okay.
Until somebody else gets lucky and drains your account.
God.
The sixth most popular password, 1004, as in 10-4, good buddy.
Oh, yeah. Also, if any hackers are listening, they're getting so many great tips right now.
They already know this. And if they don't, you're not a very good hacker. You're not. You got to hope in your mind. Number seven is 2000. Number eight, 4444. Number nine, 2222. And it shouldn't shock anyone that the 10th most popular password in America. Hey, if you got kids in the car, give us like 8 seconds. Ready? The 10th most popular password, Erica, you idiots, is 6969.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I was waiting for that.
Ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Good morning. It's on every morning when I wake up. Every morning.
Wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
Oh, by the way, if you want one that's harder to guess, they also looked at the least common pins. However, hackers are aware of this as well. Apparently, the top three of the least common are 8068, 8093, and 9629. In general, most people start their pin with a number between 1 and 5. I'm not asking for any more information than this, but I'm not going to ask you what the number is. Do you start with a number between 1 and 5?
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, Michaela, that was Michaela's attempt at being guarded. So she's not going to say yes out loud. She just gave a little nod. You could have said yes, but she just gave a little nod and went, mm-hmm, because she thought that would not disguise it a bit. Yeah, that's good.
The Jet Buchanan Show. The Jet Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
The morning show is better than coffee.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
Man, I had something really important I was going to tell you about, and I don't remember what it was now. We ended up talking about something else. I forgot.
Mm-hmm.
No, it was very, very important.
I can tell.
I know. I'm going through my stuff right now, and I'm like, "What? Oh, that's what it was."
Yes.
And I may have to carry this into tomorrow. My buddy Blaine just reached out and he goes, "Hey, this is one for you. Here's one you can use on the show." He's not wrong. Buddy Blaine has, I have sisters-in-law. They're my wife's sisters. So what does that make their husbands? They're not siblings. They're husbands. What do you call them?
Blaine is asking what his sister-in-law's husbands are to him.
Yeah. He says, I have sisters-in-law. They're my wife's sisters. What does that make their husbands?
I always say brother-in-law. I would assume that they were his brother-in-laws. Because in-law, the family.
They're not siblings. Yeah. Are they your brother-in-law?
Yeah. Like Lisa and my sister-in-law call each other sister-in-laws.
Adrian, are they brother-in-laws?
Yeah, brother-in-law.
Brothers-in-law?
Yeah, brothers-in-law. Sounds
brothers
like a great
in, brothers-in-law,
movie.
Not brother-in-laws. Brothers, that's like attorneys general. Not attorney generals. There's more than one. More than one attorney general is attorneys general.
What so I will. Yeah, I can say. No, I got you. Brothers-in-law.
Brothers-in-law. Sure. They are. Yeah, I'd go brothers-in-law, even though they are not actual siblings. They're still family. Oh,
the Jeff Buchanan Show. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Oh, Michaela, remember the great TikTok ban of 2025? Remember back in the day? Remember back in the day when for 24 hours they banned TikTok? What?
Actually, and
people were pretty upset. They were
upset. Not to correct you, 12 hours. 12 hours.
You're right. You're
ban.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And here's what's funny. Then I got FOMO because I have a TikTok account, but I just, you know.
Yeah.
It's like, it's.
Can I tell you something just between you and I and obviously our listeners? There was part of me that was a little bit relieved.
Sure.
I was like, great. One less social media app I have to hustle and grind on. Bye! And then before I could even experience any type of joy, it in fact was back.
Yeah, and you have 1.6 million followers. I have 7.
You better slow down, babe.
Not 1.7 million. Not 7 million. I have 7. Now, there may be something to the idea that I've never posted. I'm not sure that I've ever posted.
Yeah. I don't think you have.
I am following 3. I have 7 followers. I have 0 likes.
That's okay. It's back and we can really give it our best shot.
Which is
now.
Okay. Blankety blank 03. Oh, look at us. Look at all the activity. My point to it is people are pretty upset. Some people may have overreacted ever so slightly. Case in point, this 19-year-old dude in Wisconsin who's facing charges after he tried to burn down his congressman's office. He told cops that he did it because he was upset about TikTok going away.
Stop.
Yeah.
That's insane.
In the giant metropolis of Fond du Lac, Wisconsin, it's not very big. About 3 hours after TikTok went dark, this kid went and torched the office that belonged to a Republican congressman who's been a little outspoken about TikTok being a security threat. He was a co-sponsor of a bill to ban it on the, remember when they banned it on government devices back in 2022.
Mm-hmm.
Homeboy started a fire near a back door. Some of the vinyl siding outside got burnt. Cops got there pretty quick and knocked the flames down with fire extinguishers. Firefighters got there and took over. They say the fire never got inside. There is a fair amount of damage.
Listen, it's because nobody this generation, oh God, I sound like such an old lady. They don't know what to do. When TikTok went down, everyone was like, well, what do we do now? People are so invested into their phones that they don't even know how to like socialize. You just go burn things down.
Well, and there's not a lot of coping skills, you know, always have. Nobody's ever said, hey, suck it up. You'll be all right. Rub some dirt on it. You'll be fine. So there's, you know, at times when folks are lashing out, nobody got hurt. They've not released the guy's name, but he's facing arson charges. Here's my favorite part of the whole story. Mm. They said that they arrested this guy at the scene, quote, because he was just sitting there watching it burn.
Oh my God.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning. When I first wake up, they tell me what's going on here.
98.5 KLUC.
Michaela, it is truly a shame that the holidays are over, not just because the holidays are the most wonderful time of the year and, you know, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But because I believe I have the perfect gift for the really stupid criminal in your life.
have you seen the bags? And they're ironic. You know, the girls carry them around. Ah, this is so funny. They say definitely not a bag full of drugs.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I've seen, I think even like designer bags came out that said like definitely not Gucci. There's a whole like thing right now. Yes, yes, yes.
Sure. So then, yeah, they're like $20 or so online.
Uh-huh.
And that kind of thing. And it just seems stupid and funny and just kind of, you know,
yeah,
whatever.
I love them. I think it's funny.
Sure. That's the point. And that's the point is that, oh, no drugs in here. A 31-year-old woman in Florida, you see where this is going now, I'm sure. A 31-year-old woman in Florida was arrested last weekend on drug possession charges for the second time this month.
God.
This time she was caught carrying drugs in her bag that was labeled,
this is definitely not drugs.
This is at least the third time that this has happened in this past year. A woman was caught with drugs in the exact same bag in October. We told you that story. And then in July, you may also remember, the woman was caught with drugs in a bag that was labeled bag of drugs, which is so, which, and you may not fully know the evolution of this. So somebody had, you know, again, designer bag, and on the outside it says bag of drugs, which you know, that's okay, so funny. Well, this really did have drugs in it. Then somebody went, hey, that's a great idea. So then they made the bags that say definitely not a bag full of drugs, which again, people are getting. Yeah.
Listen, I feel like if you really do, the irony is that you don't. So if you do, maybe you just don't draw as much attention to yourself.
Right.
If that's your plan, babe.
Yeah, I think so. But on the other side, if you're thinking, well, I'm hiding in plain sight.
Yeah.
You know, they're never going to, they won't look either.
True.
They're looking there. Yeah.
They're looking.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
You know, before we go, you know how every once in a while there'll be a state that's like, hey, we don't want to be part of the United States anymore. You know, like Texas did that a while ago.
We want
to secede from the Union. My dad was actually part of a movement, a kind of upfront, you know, He was part of the small group that was kind of leading the whole thing. My dad was part of a movement that they wanted to take like all the farmland and stuff. And they were like, we don't really, the same stuff that Seattle cares about, we don't so much care about out here.
Yeah, I hear that.
And they wanted to form their own state. It was going to be called Cascadia. It was going to be amazing. The only reason I bring it up, the last time that state lines moved, for me, I would think it would be 1800s. Cowboy days. You know,
yeah,
maybe,
for sure.
Maybe, you know, maybe a little further forward than that. But the last time state lines moved, 1961, which still
not so long ago.
That's a ways back. I mean, it's 60 some odd years, but 64, if you want to be exact. But there was a border shift between Minnesota and North Dakota back in 1961. And if that's not a tourist trap, it should be. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
But that's pretty wild. You're just like, do you just extend the border like towards Minnesota so that the other state gets more land? Like, I'm having trouble understanding.
Somebody decided that there had been they had been wronged.
Yeah, because that's crazy. Like, that's a big, drastic change to be like, you know what? We're moving the whole border. And then everyone's like, okay.
Oh, and then there's like one dude that's like, oh, now I got to go get a new driver's license.
Yeah.
The name Jessica was invented by, okay. Remember yesterday when we were talking about the dude wanted to invent a new color?
Yeah.
Now, this is actually something that we could probably get behind. Shakespeare invented the name Jessica.
Why?
It had never been seen before until he invented it in his play, The Merchant of Venice.
Well, I always think about Jessica Rabbit when I think of Jessica. Now I'm going to think of Shakespeare. It's a beautiful name.
That was a very beauty queen. That was a very beauty queen response.
I know.
From you.
Actually, it was coming out of my mouth. I was like, "Shut up!" Like, honestly, I was like, "That's what you're gonna say? That's what you have to say about this? Okay, yeah,
that's what you got? Okay."
Riveting way to contribute to the conversation, Michaela.
No, way to go. Hey, better than doing nothing. Better than just looking over and going, "Yeah, that's right, Chet." You know, you don't need that.
Yeah, no, really go for it, Michaela, you moron.
Okay, now this is going to blow your mind. There's only one country between Norway and North Korea. Now, granted, that country is Russia, which is huge. But 1 degree of separation, Norway and North Korea, a small part of Norway borders the northwest corner of Russia. And North Korea borders a southeast corner, but literally to get from here to there, it's only one country in between.
Dang.
Which is just, that seems funny to me. That's the more you know before we go. This seems like a good place to end this show right now. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN, including on TikTok.
Yeah, it's Chet.
7 followers. That's right.
You can follow me at Michaela Gordon, MIKALAH.
Well, yeah, and you left Adrian out. Adrian, what's going on?
Jeez, Michaela, can I get a second? Let me just let the people know that since TikTok is back, you can now follow me on TikTok. Go do it right now, unless you're driving. Do it when you park. At Heavyweight Radio, on Instagram, on TikTok, and the two highly acclaimed shows that you should be listening to are The Chet Buchanan Show and Unlikely with Adrian Hernandez, both available for absolutely free on the Odyssey app. And go check out Unlikely on YouTube as well.
Okay, now back to Michaela. Are you singing?
No, dude, I am, but it's a private, so no one can come.
Oh, another one, though. Okay, the other night you sang for Joe Tsai, who, if anybody doesn't know, Joe Tsai owns the Las Vegas Desert Dogs. He also owns the New York Liberty of the WNBA. And he's a very prominent businessman.
Yeah, dude, super nice guy. Didn't know him, sang at the party. However, on the big screen,
he's a super nice guy.
Super nice. They were playing the Eagles. It was a big game for them. Listen, I'm not a big football girl, but my dad's from Philadelphia. He loves it. So I was paying attention. And when they won, I was in the middle of singing a song and I went, "Go Eagles." And then I kind of looked and was like, "Michaela, you said that in the microphone." He gave me a thumbs up. He was cool with it. Thank God.
Yeah, thank God. Anything? So you can't, can you talk about?
No, it's nothing cool. It's the conference something. No, it's a nothing.
Oh, is it a World of Concrete thing?
I think so, maybe.
Oh, no, those guys are a good time. There are other stories behind, but we don't have time right now. We have to go. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.